Late this week, I had one of those conversations that really changes the game. Really got my attention, really woke me up. And I just wanted to share this in some way in the hopes that what was shared with me means something to someone else, as you know, hopefully as much as it did for me, or at least at the very least, it resonates in some way. During this past 3 or 4 months, I know that everyone, I don't know, but I intuit that everyone has dealt with the global crisis in their own unique way, that you know, no two people really experience, you know, something in exactly the same way. And for me, these past few, probably, you know, 9, 10, 11 weeks of sharing what I do on a weekly basis has really been about what it is, what it has been like for me, in the hopes that it does resonate with people. And this is one of the perspectives that is more of a reflection. It isn't so much, what's a little different about what I'm sharing this morning is that this is really not about what happened last week. It did, in other words, but it also has been going on for a lot longer than just last week. So this is kind of looking through a wider lens. And this is one of those that really has changed my consciousness in some way. What was shared with me, and it's so appreciated, I cannot begin to say how much I appreciate this perspective, is that I really have found myself at times, and it's not just, you know, during the past 3 or 4 months, I think this is an ongoing issue and work that I need to be doing. And it's what I refer to as just, you know, being able to, you know, how do I mindfully cope with expecting too much from myself and expecting too much from others? And that is really the only way that I can say this. And the only thing I can really share is, you know, my own perspective on this, what it has been like for me to struggle with this issue. And I, you know, there's a lot, and I've done, you know, I haven't had time to necessarily fully unpack this as of yet. So this is more of just kind of an in the moment sharing about, you know, just at a very kind of a topical or a surface level, about what this has really, you know, what this has opened up for me. And what I realize is that one of the things, the most important thing I've realized about this is that anything that I expect, if I expect too much from other people, it has its root in me expecting too much from myself first. I do know this is something that I do know. And secondly, is that I know through years of practicing mindfulness, being taught by, you know, numerous teachers who have, you know, high levels of expertise in this particular practice, and have themselves also practiced this for many years. If there is one, the most important thing, if there's one thing that I have learned, it is that these expectations that I have for myself, you know, and for others, all have their roots in, first of all, being thought, they become birthed these expectations come into being through being thoughts that are in my head. In other words, I can't expect anything from myself or others until I've had some sort of expectation that I've developed, I obviously in this case have some sort of identity, and then also if created an identity for the other person that I'm expecting too much from. And so it does develop into a very complicated infrastructure. In other words, I can get this so convoluted through all of my thoughts about myself and who I think I am, first of all, who I think I should be, what I think I should be capable of doing, who I think other people are, how I think they should treat me, what I think that is fair for me to expect from them. And even in this case, this was even not only about expecting things for myself, but also expecting things for the people that I was of service to, along with people that I expected too much from. And this is really primarily what I'm speaking of just over the last few months has been really primarily and mostly work related. I have struggled with this in my personal life many times as well. In you know, meeting people, making acquaintances, and in cultivating friendships, deeper relationships, family relationships, certainly have found myself struggling terribly with my expectations, higher than what is reasonable for myself and for others that I'm in some sort of relationship with. But this all starts in the mind, and that is what I really am returning back to. And I realize that, you know, this infrastructure that I speak of that has been created is really, it has its root, as I mentioned previously. I mean, it starts out, nothing happens without thoughts, you know, without thinking these particular thoughts and creating this vision of who I think I am, who I think other people are. And so the question really comes down to, okay, I have done this. I've created this infrastructure. I'm finding myself plagued with feelings of, in most cases, frustration or disappointment or disillusionment with my relationships with other people and also in myself if I'm disappointed or I expect too much from myself. So there's really two sides to this. In other words, there is, first of all, it is being able to, first of all, go more deeply into the thoughts themselves and to work with those thoughts and to begin to untangle this, you know, web of thoughts that I have developed about these things and the beliefs that I'm holding on to. And I think that's really what happens is at some point, if I'm thinking these thoughts long enough without being aware of the fact that I am doing this, and if I'm not paying attention to what it is that I'm thinking, that at some point, then the infrastructure really begins to come together, and it really comes together in the form of beliefs that I have about what is going on, what I think is happening, what I'm expecting to happen that isn't happening, and all of the disappointment that comes from that. So once that's already in motion, once that's already happening, what I found is that it is really about, first of all, going back into and not really overanalyzing this, but in order to heal from this, I really have to look objectively at what thoughts that I'm thinking currently. In other words, if I'm finding myself struggling with, you know, expecting too much from others, then what I really need to do is to go back into and pay attention to those thoughts. And it's very easy to do because if I'm really believing this, if I'm really identifying as this person that somehow is not getting what I expect from other people, it's not really too difficult to start that process. And I don't want to do it in a way that causes myself emotional suffering. But I know that if I really want to get to the bottom of this, I really have to go back to the place where this all started. Well, you know, what is generating these ongoing beliefs that I'm holding on to and these unrealistic expectations that I have for myself or for others. And so what it's really about is, and it doesn't take much work, it's just a matter of beginning to think about these things, but thinking about them in a way that I'm actually paying attention, I'm actually being aware. So in other words, it's usually all it really probably takes, and that's the sad thing, is that it really probably takes just a little nudge to kind of get this moving and in motion. And then at that point, I really can, if I'm very closely paying attention to the thoughts that I'm having, I can begin to start to see what exactly has happened. In other words, I can get to the root of where this is all coming from through going back and it's kind of what I refer to as replaying the tape or the game tape. I know that's kind of an outmoded expression, and it shows my age, but ultimately that's really what this is. You're replaying the video or the film or whatever you want to call it of something that is continuing to go on in terms of repetitive thoughts or looping thoughts. And then once I do that, I can, you know, and especially if I can first calm my mind before I do so. And there are numerous meditative techniques that I've spoken of many, many times over the years that I've been sharing these things. And there's a lot of information out there about these things. But in other words, I want to go into this objectively. And really, it's a matter of being able to slow things down and begin. And if I'm able to do that, what I find is that I can begin to see the thoughts that I'm having over and over again. In other words, then I can begin to question those thoughts. And then I can begin to really take a look at more deeply questioning what is reasonable. In other words, when I'm expecting something from someone, you know, what really is reasonable? What is it that I can reasonably expect from other people? And what I find is that if I can do this in a very objective way, I can begin to get some answers will emerge. I don't want to be so wrapped up in getting answers that it's just this becomes some sort of exercise that introduces more stress into my life. And what I find is it's really, for me, it's about being able to do that and begin to unpack these things. And then it's also about paying attention to the thoughts that I'm having in each moment. So, and the idea there is so that I can prevent the possibility of myself falling into this trap of holding expectations that are too high for myself or others. Because I know ultimately if I have been doing that, it's happened without me paying attention. And so what I can honestly say here is that even after practicing mindfulness for many, many years, you know, and it doesn't really change anything, I'm still a human being. I guess the important point I want to make is that I still fall prey to this. It does not guarantee, the ongoing practice of mindfulness does not guarantee that we're not going to fall prey to things like this. And there's a, you know, kind of a long explanation for that, but I guess the short explanation is that we have certain aspects of our own behavior and our own personalities that's kind of what's referred to in the healing community as shadows. We have a shadow side. We have things that we struggle with and suffer from at a deeper level that we sometimes can be blind to. And it's not that there's anything wrong with anyone. It's not that we're lacking anything. It's just that this is part of what it means to be human, at least in my humble opinion, based on my own experience and working with many people and talking with many people about this. So even at the end of the day, even if I am practicing mindfulness, there are going to be some aspects of my personality and my behavior that are very unconscious. So the best I can do is to try to pay attention to what I can see. In other words, I may not be able to see some of these things in my shadow side unless I engage in specific healing work to begin to expose those things and to do it in a way that is loving and self-supportive. And that's really beyond my level of expertise, since I am not a healing professional. I don't even want to even attempt to even speak about those things. But I do want to make that point, because I don't want to leave anyone thinking that practicing mindfulness will ensure that we do not struggle with things like this in the future. There are aspects of our behavior that go way beyond the scope of mindfulness practice. And however, the beautiful part about this is I certainly do want to pay it. I know I'm going to be much healthier. I know I'm going to be much more at peace, and I know I'm going to be a much more healed and effective human being if I do pay attention to what I can see. Because even though there are certain things that I am blind to and that are in my subconscious, I do also know that there are many, many things that I can't, that are out in the light of day, that I actually can see. And so what I really want to do there is I want to make sure that that I have the ability to pay attention to what I can pay attention to see what it is, what it's possible for me to see. And by utilizing mindfulness practice, it really does allow someone to be able to do that. And in this case, I do want to be able to pay attention to my thoughts about, and I want to be paying specific attention when it's regarding this particular issue, to any time I am beginning to believe anything about what I should expect from other people. And in order to have healthy relationships with other people, I've also discovered through this process that being mindful of my thoughts about other people and what I think I should expect from them has really changed the game in terms of my relationships. And I think it's facilitated healthier relationships. I think it has certainly facilitated me being more reasonable about what I can expect. And lastly, even most importantly, it is about being able to not get caught up in expecting anything at all. And that's been the most beautiful part about this, is that I am happiest in my relationships when I am free from really clinging to any expectations. It doesn't mean that I'm being fatalistic and saying, oh, you can't really expect anything from anybody, you're never going to get it. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is that I can enjoy my relationships with other people. I can begin to really find meaning and joy in it if I can free myself from the mental habit, the entrenched mental habit of expecting things from other people, and ultimately from expecting things from myself. Because I know there again, anything that I'm expecting from others, I'm generally most likely going to expect it from myself. And I know that if I can pay attention to that in some way, if I can begin to really deal with this in a way that allows me to not get caught up in that and become completely focused on those expectations, and to begin to believe that what I expect is real and reasonable, I know that I can have more healthy relationships with people. I know it's possible. And what I found is that this is certainly there's certainly a lot of work here in terms of what I can clean up, in terms of the infrastructures of expectations that I have created over the years with people, and even the things that have just come into being recently. And it's just one step at a time. I can only do this, one moment at a time, one day at a time. And I don't have to be overwhelmed by trying to fix all of this right away. The best thing that I can do is pay attention in every moment that I possibly can and see what it is that I possibly, that I can't, what's visible to me. The shadow stuff, the stuff that's more unconscious, that's a work in progress. It takes time. But the beautiful part is I don't have to overwhelm myself with this. I just really have to be open to and want to do the work to pay attention to what I can see, what is visible in terms of my thoughts, the way that, the habits of thought that I'm engaging in, and the beliefs that I'm holding on to, and then the expectations that are being developed about, for myself and for others. And what I found is just being aware of this, just talking about this, just taking a really fresh look at expectations for myself and for other people has really allowed me to feel much more light. It's allowed more joy, and it's allowed me to realize that, I know I have some of these expectations that are unrealistic, and I don't have to beat myself up about it. I don't have to make a big deal about it. All I really have to do is just acknowledge it and own it, and then begin to do the work. And part of that work really is paying attention. And every moment that I possibly can as a human being, I'm not perfect. I will miss some moments. But ultimately, it's about really, not only doing the work of kind of dismantling the infrastructure of all of these thoughts that generate these expectations, that generate beliefs that I cling to, that ultimately lead me to be disappointed in other people and in my relationships with them and in myself. And I can just begin to live each moment. It really does lighten things up just to be aware of the fact that I can, there is hope. In other words, I don't have to be plagued by this. I do have a choice. And that choice really for me begins with being more aware in every moment, practicing mindfulness, being more mindful, being more aware, and then ultimately coping more mindfully and setting myself up to be able to have healthier relationships and to be the best person that I can be and do the best work that I can possibly do as one human being.